The British and Boston. In the 1760s, Great Britain started making the 13 American colonies pay more in taxes. The British had just won the French and Indian War, but they spent a lot of money on the war. Since they fought in North America, the British thought it would be only fair if the American colonists paid. In 1764 and 1765, the British passed taxes called the Sugar Act and Stamp Act. The British forced the Americans to pay extra money for things made of paper. This tax was passed without the Americans' permission. A lot of people in Boston didn't like the taxes. They didn't get to vote for British politicians. They didn't think it was fair for politicians to tax them without getting a vote. The colonists wanted no taxation without representation. Many people in Boston formed a group called the Sons of Liberty. The Sons of Liberty worked to show people how wrong the taxes were. The Sons of Liberty did a good job fighting the tax. A few years later, the British Parliament got rid of the stamp tax. Then the British Parliament soon came up with a new tax. It was called the Townshend Acts. Americans had to pay extra money for many things. They paid taxes on glass, lead, paint, paper, and tea. This tax was also passed without the colonists' permission. It also applied only to America, not to England itself. On March 5, 1770, some young American boys started teasing British soldiers. The British ordered them to stop. Instead, more people came. They threw snowballs at the British soldiers. Someone scared a British officer. He started shooting at the Americans. Then another soldier started shooting too. People yelled for them to stop, but it was too late. 5 Americans were killed. It was called the Boston Massacre. The Sons of Liberty wanted to end the Townshend Acts. They also wanted the British soldiers in Boston to leave. Many people in Boston refused to buy items that were being taxed. They also did things to make the soldiers' lives difficult. They played jokes on them and called them names. They hoped the King of England would make them leave.